Welcome to Not Your Normal Run, a podcast for those that want to start being active or stay active. We are your hosts. I am Sarah.
And I'm Becca.
So let's get started. Hey everyone, we are back.
We're back from outer space.
Oh, I'm like, what?
You know, a song always pops into my head.
Yeah. Episode 159, as I move right on past that sucker.
159?
You're not sure. You should see the look on your face. You're like,
I had to process. I honestly was literally like reading the words for the numbers in my head for that one. It's
been a month of a week. Okay.
And I'm drinking wine out of a hurricane glass. So there's that.
I'm drinking plain water out of my Run Disney corksicle.
I wonder where you got that.
I have no idea where I may have gotten that from.
Which is actually perfect
timing.
Could not have
been my fabulous sister. I know, right?
Because
right?
This fits our topic. Which
it
is...
It does, doesn't it?
Okay, I got that one. Thank you, Miss Piggy. This is getting ready for a Run Disney weekend. Like, the logistical side. Because this is your first Run Disney event. And I want to make sure...
This is my first Run Disney.
And I want to make sure we have a good weekend. So these are these are the things I wish I would have known, like, ahead of time. I mean,
sure.
I knew a few of them. I did not know all of them.
Sure, yeah.
So let's start out with, like, logistically packing, which seems to be, I have a rinse and repeat type of packing list. So I just kind of copy it and do a new one every time.
Admittedly, I have like a race packing list, so I'm kind of combining that with my travel packing list. So yeah, because I mean basically it's the same stuff.
Yes. So one tip is to make sure you have extra space for merch, or at the very least, because unless you're super organized, which when it comes to traveling and coming home, I am not. So my clothes are never as neatly packed coming home as they are when I leave. So I always make sure there's a little extra room, just knowing things aren't going to be as well packed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have packing cubes, that's a little different. I still cannot get those as good as when I leave either, but I try.
Yeah, I've never bothered with the packing cubes. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it someday.
Yeah, I like them. They keep things organized at least. Also, buy a cheap poncho and emergency blanket from Amazon or another store. Doesn't have to be Amazon.
Yes.
Because
yes, please.
Ponchos in the park are insanely expensive. Bring them with you.
And it's not like it's fancier. So,
no.
Well, so you know.
I mean, they do have really a character on them, but they still just tear just as easily.
It's a poncho. Are you going to dry it off? Are you going to hang it, fold it, dry it off? Because if you pack it wet in your suitcase, it's going to get moldy and your stuff's going to stink like mold on the way home. And you don't want that. Okay. Okay.
Thank you for sharing. Now I'm grossed out. Also, the emergency blanket for Run Disney specifically. A lot of people will do like throwaway clothing. So it's cold. I mean, you're out there at like 3:30 in the morning, just standing in a corral. And
yeah,
it's cold, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
cold in Florida with that humidity is just, it's a different kind of cold.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people kind of, a lot of people will do throwaway clothing, like a sweatshirt or something from Goodwill. I'm sorry, an emergency blanket is 99 cents. I mean, you know, it's funny.
You said emergency blanket, and I'm thinking in my brain, I've literally seen an emergency blanket packet recently when I'm shopping somewhere. Where have I seen it? Kroger has just put out like their grilling in summer in the seasonal area stuff. And so they had a camping section.
Oh, I was like,
had
should
ponchos
I be worried
and
that
emergency.
They had emergency blankets with grilling?
The camping had, yep, the camping stuff had emergency blankets and ponchos and matches and all kinds of stuff. So I think I'll go back to Kroger and get it.
Yeah, for me, it's just easier because the other thing is, like, if you wear a throwaway sweatshirt, that's all well and good, but you keep having to raise up your sweatshirt to show them the bib because they're checking it a lot as you're getting through the corrals. So pack a poncho, pack an emergency blanket if you're someone who gets cold. I don't know how much we're going to need it this trip. I haven't been really watching the weather. I think it's the 50s in the morning-ish, so it shouldn't be too bad. But I'd rather have it and not need
Probably
it
be okay.
than
I
need
have a
it
short
and
sleeve
not have
shirt
it.
that I'll be wearing, so I think I'll be okay. I
Yes.
think I'll be okay.
I think it'll be okay. I will be wearing multiple layers of clothing and my costume, so I will be fine. I'm not worried.
No question.
If you're stay or oh, one thing about the Mylar blanket, make sure you drop it before the start line. The announcers will mention it multiple times. This is just like my PSA. If it's a timed race, which everything other than the 5K is, it will mess up the timing if you go over it with a Mylar
With
blanket.
the Mylar blanket.
So make sure you drop that sucker. Some other things about packing. If you're staying at a Disney resort, you could have packages shipped to you. In January, I had Amazon send me those little suction cup hooks for the windows.
You're welcome for the recommendation.
Thank you. It worked out wonders, and we'll be using them this weekend.
It did.
There is a charge for Disney resorts to bring it to you, but
Course,
if you
course.
need something, it works out perfect.
Seriously.
You can also have groceries delivered to your resort. So I do Walmart mostly because there's a Walmart by my house, but there's Amazon Fresh, there's Kroger. Even though there's no Kroger store, there is Kroger delivery, oddly enough.
I still cannot wrap my brain around that. Aunt Susie's been telling me about it for years, and I still just can't not wrap my brain around
Like
it.
Instacart. So, and then the other piece to that, there's no charge for that. Just so you know, you have to actually go pick it up at Bell Services. You can have alcohol delivered to your resort as well. You just have to be there when the person gets there to show your ID. You can't leave that with Bell Services. But it's a good way to have like breakfast foods because you have coolers in the room, beverage coolers. They're not fridges, but they're beverage coolers. So you can have breakfast foods, waters, sodas, snacks. All that kind of stuff that you don't want to spend $5 for a bag of chips. I mean, order on
Seriously, you
Amazon.
guys, spend your money on merch, not food, not snacks.
And then,
Spend your Disney food money on real good
if
Disney
you're a
food.
member
Anyway.
of a lot of groups, like each resort has their own group on Facebook, people will post when they have leftover food, drinks, and whatnot that you can go pick up from near their room, from the laundry. I've seen pretty much everything. Diapers, swim
Amazing.
diapers. I mean, some people get rid of their
Oh,
ears because they
Disney
don't want to
people.
bring them home.
Sure.
Strollers. I've seen people leave strollers, like pass it on type of thing. So that is always one option. If for last minute things. Obviously, you can't guarantee someone's going to leave stuff, but if you're watching Facebook, you might be able to get some stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
One of the biggest things when it comes to packing, and I am guilty of not doing this because I fully believe that life will be good to me. If you have important items, I know I'm jinxing myself by saying this out loud. If you have important items, i.e., things you cannot replace or replace easily, put them in your carry-on. Do you want to have
I
to
say
go?
duh. Duh.
Do you want to have to go buy new running shoes?
Duh.
Forgot your sports bra.
Duh. Duh. Y'all. We know someone, an influencer person, who has traveled without a sports bra and did a race
Did
without
a
a
race
sports bra.
without a sports bra, which I thought was very brave. I would not, just so you know.
Fucking brave as shit. Amazing. I'd have been like, no, I can't. I can't. I'm gonna have black eyes. I can't.
If it's
No.
me, just so you know, I'm not going. But if yeah, I won't. I'm sorry.
No, she was like, fuck it, I'm doing it. And she did it. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, you go, girl. It not me.
Right?
There is a running store in Disney Springs that has limited items. Again, you could use Amazon as well, but depending on how short you're cutting your time frame, you might not have a big option there. So if it's something you can't live without or replace easily, make sure it's in your carry-on, including lithium batteries, because airlines will ask you a bazillion times if you have lithium batteries in your checked luggage.
Where, to the love of Pete, people, put them in your carry-ons.
I have accidentally put them in, like, my put them in my checked luggage, and I didn't realize it till we were, you know, home. But
this includes, and maybe this is part of it, maybe people don't realize what these batteries are, those charging banks, people, yep, that you use for your phone. That's what they mean.
Mine was my Insta
that's,
360.
That's what they mean.
Yeah, mine was my,
like,
Insta 360.
You know, like those types of things. That's what they mean. Put it in the carry-on.
So from a packing standpoint, here's the other thing. You can always buy luggage there if you need extra luggage to come home. You can also ship items home.
Yeah, I would probably end up just shipping items home rather than buying luggage and then doing that.
The other thing is, if
you're
you buy,
bougie though.
Thank you. If you buy Disney items, keep your receipts. If you get paper receipts, mine are all emailed to me, but keep your receipts. You can have Disney ship it home for you if it's Disney items. And it's not that expensive. It's cheaper than going to UPS and having them do it.
All right. Oh, shit.
My dog is whining in the background. I do apologize. She's kind of bossy today.
Can't hear it. It's fine.
Okay. The next one is kind of a PSA as someone who has come home sick from every single Disney weekend I've been to. Take care of your health. Take care of your health. Take care of your health.
I'm packing vitamin C pills.
Prioritize, especially for Run Disney, not just Disney trips, prioritize your sleep, your hydration, and your food. We are all, and I'm putting myself in this category, guilty of not wanting to buy the $4 thing of Gatorade or Powerade. It's Disney Powerade. Or getting water because I don't want to wait in line at the bathroom. Take care of yourself, because if you run yourself down, you may feel fine there. You might not feel fine when you get home. Exhibit A, and I'm
seriously
picking it myself.
Yup.
Because keep in mind, it's just like you eat food because you're at Disney. You're going to eat food you don't normally eat. It's going to wreak havoc on your innards.
Or, you know, in the travel area, they have small containers of Imodium. Highly recommended you bring that with you just in case.
I have a whole medicine.
Just saying.
Yep.
Just saying. Between your water, because I hear you shouldn't drink the water from the park.
Yeah, do not drink the water in the park. Not that you can't.
No.
I just don't like the
flavor.
It's just,
I've heard, yeah, well, and you're not the only person I've heard say that.
It's
I've
worse.
Heard many, 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 many people say that. So
it's
I'm
worse than
apt
Aquafina.
To believe it.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, not that this even relates, but washing your hair with that water, you will notice a difference. I have, my hair does not like that water at all. So I'm sure, Becca, you'll notice
well,
with
then I
your
guess...
lung hair. No, wash your hair.
No, are you kidding?
I will
be able
have,
to balance that perfectly.
I will have fabulous conditioning spray because I have to add extra when we're there. So I got you.
We'll see.
But yeah, the water is definitely very hard, oddly enough.
Yes.
So we're at our race weekend. First thing we're going to is the expo. If you want Run Disney merch, you have to join the virtual queue the first day. And my recommendation is open it as soon as it opens at 8:30, depending on which weekend you're going. You do not need a virtual queue to go to the regular non-Run Disney vendors or to pick up your bib or t-shirts. Okay. So one of the things we'll do, and Becca will get to experience this because we got checklists of people to see, is we'll go, we'll get in the queue, we'll head over there, and we will do our bibs, we'll do character photos, we'll get our t-shirts, Sarah will do some shopping, and then we'll wait for our Run Disney merch where I can do more shopping. Look out, here we come. This might be why I'm bringing
That's
extra
right.
luggage.
Yup.
There's also food vendors there, and there is a little restaurant. I actually really like the restaurant, the ESPN Grill. They have amazing salads, and I don't like salads, and I think their salads are amazing. I also had the pork carnitas once, and they were delicious. So I do recommend eating there. People kind of, because it's where you walk out of the non-run Disney vendors, so you kind of just walk past it, and people don't stop. But I've stopped a couple times, and it's delicious.
That means it might not be nearly as busy, so don't tell the secret.
It's okay. It's a massive place when you see it. It's a massive place. There's plenty of places to sit.
I'm just saying.
Also, if you want an adult beverage at the expo at 10 a.m., I will not judge you, just so you know, because I will probably be one of them. In fact, I know I will. The Run Disney Expo cups. If you buy the cup, the refills are like half the price. And just so you know, if you ask for half a Michelob Ultra, they will look at you funny. Because I can't drink a whole one. And there's generally always a weekend beverage, a weekend specialty beverage for each Run Disney weekend. Some of them are good, some of them aren't great. But you can still, if you use your Run Disney cup, you can
Spooky.
get a discount and give it a whirl. And there's like Auntie Anne's there, so, or Wetzel's. What's the yellow one? Wetzel's pretzels. So you can get pretzels while you're
Pretzels,
there.
pretzels.
And there's like a little cilantro. I just remember it has cilantro on the outside of the truck. It's burritos. So there's a lot of little
Oh,
foods that you can eat.
I'm like cilantro. What are we doing with the cilantro?
Yeah, burritos. So there's plenty of food there. I always bring my own water just because, again, I'm not paying Disney prices for stuff unless it's beer or
Not for water.
alcohol.
It's
But
just water.
I bring my water, and there's plenty of places to sit. It's just a fun time. I like the expo. And the other just kind of side note on that is to make sure you pick up your bib before the day before, at least, if not more, than your race. Okay. So
Okay.
here's the thing. Disney does not advertise race day bib pickup. So that's my official statement. They do not advertise race day pickup. I have
Okay.
heard in emergency situations you can pick up your bib race morning, but not get a t-shirt. So it's bibs only. But emergency situations only. And I don't know at the time of this recording if they will crack down on that and change it. There's always rumors that they will, but to be safe, always plan to get there early to get your bib the day before.
Yeah, you guys know how we feel about bib pickups. Do it before the day before. Do it the before, not the day of. It sucks.
Well, when there was last year, when there was one of the weekends, there was massive weather delays across the country and people were missing their flights by days. In
I
that
mean, that's
instance,
yeah,
they allowed
that's
it.
obviously different. Yeah, I mean,
But
obviously.
if you plan your flight to come in after the expo opens the day before, that one's on you. So,
The
so Disney might not accommodate you. So just know they don't
hell
formally
wrong with
advertise it. It may be there for emergencies, but there's no guarantees.
you? Nope. Might luck out.
Also, bring your ID. Bring your ID. If you do not have an ID, they will not give you your bib. I don't care whose brother you have, who will vouch for you. They don't give a crap. They will look at your ID.
Walt's my uncle.
I've seen them turn plenty of people away because, oh, I left it in my hotel. Oh,
Nikki and I
it's in
share a
my
birthday.
bag. It's my
Nikki and
twin.
I share a birthday.
No, they will not give it to you. And you cannot pick up bibs for someone else.
Well, obviously, if you have to have an ID.
Well, I know, but you can't like have
Like that.
a picture of their ID
Oh,
and be like, they
okay.
told me it's okay to pick it up. No. Unless it's for children under 18, there's different circumstances for children.
I
But for
mean,
adults,
sure, obviously.
holistically, you cannot pick up someone else's bib. They have to be there to get it in person. Okay. So have fun at the expo. Just stay away from the merch I want. All right.
That's right.
I did
Back
pre-orders.
off. She's
So
on a mission.
yeah. But race day. Things to kind of
Sweet.
keep in mind. There is a lot of walking. A lot of walking. A lot of walking to the corrals. A lot of walking after the race.
Is there also a lot of standing?
There is a lot of standing, but there are ways to accommodate that. So in the pre-party area, in the post-party area, it's the same area. There are bleachers.
Pre-party.
There are tables. There are benches. There are plenty of places to sit down if you need to. I have been known to pop a squat just on this concrete
pop
if
a
I need
squat.
to. It's cold that early in the morning, but you do what you gotta do. But there are ways to make standing livable.
If you got one of them emergency blankets, you can set it on the ground and sit on
and
it.
I did that this last weekend for Princess. So there is lots of sitting involved, but there's also lots of
You have
walking.
to.
So kind of prepare yourself mentally that if you are using rideshare or you using the bus system, it's a long walk. If you're driving yourself, it could be a long walk depending on where they park you. And then the walk back seems like it's never going to end. The only good thing is you know you're heading to where the snack boxes are. The
Tell
good
me about this.
part.
Give me a brief rundown, because I want to be surprised, of the snack boxes, because I know nothing.
It looks like this blue box right here. And it comes with some plastic cheese that's world famous.
Plastic cheese. That's like the
And
world's best cheese.
tortilla chips lately. They'll offer you a banana. There's water, Powerade. I personally bring a little bag. Oh, which reminds me, I better pack one for you. I bring a little shopping bag that kind of folds up into the size of, I don't even know what the size, like a quarter of a postcard, basically. And I just have it
Yeah.
in my pocket or in my running belt. And then I take that out to put all the stuff they give me in so I don't have to carry it. Because the other thing is you're also carrying a Mylar blanket because they give you one at the end.
Because they give you one.
I have crafted the art of doing it over one shoulder and then tying it so I don't have to hold it. I got that sound with science.
Saw that.
make
I noticed
sure.
when you said that, I went back and looked at your pictures and I was like, what is she talking about? And then I saw the way you had it tied. I was like,
One
ah, okay.
shoulder tie, then I don't have to hold it. Because generally I'm cold, but I'm not like full body cold. I just need to keep my core warm.
That's right.
Take advantage of the post-race festivities and make your own traditions. It's the same pretty much every time. There's characters, there's champagne, there's beverages, there are food trucks. Auntie Anne's is there. There's Joffrey's has a truck there. I mean, they're there beforehand too, but afterwards, it's your time to celebrate. Get all the photos, do all the things. There are some photo ops with cast members that no one really uses because they're kind of out of the way. And I would recommend doing those as well. If you're walking towards the grandstand, the main stage, when you're at the post-race party, it's to the right of the bleachers. So they'll look like individual, I don't even know how to describe it, like little files, if you will, of little with little backdrops, Disney backdrops. And each one of those will have a photo pass person. And if you're back of the pack, like us, at that point, there's no line, whereas the characters still have lines. So take advantage of that fun stuff at the end. Have fun and celebrate because they're there for you. They're partying for you. You might as well enjoy every minute that you paid for.
I was just going to say, every dollar you spent, use every minute of it.
And the other thing is, like, if you're going to the buses, depending on which resort you have and whether it's a busy resort, you could be waiting in line to get on the bus. I waited for the
Sorry, you
All-Stars.
might as well wait and do pictures.
Yep. I waited for All-Stars. I waited for Pop Century. I did not wait for, what was it? Quarter Orleans French Quarter. So it just depends on whether you have a really busy resort or not, if your bus will be kind of backed up. So in that case, have fun. You might as well wait till your bus isn't busy. And you've heard
Two
me
things.
say before, I take ride share to the race and then I take the buses back. It's because I don't want to walk all the way back to where ride share is. So my butt gets on the bus because it is like right there. And
I like it. No, I like it. It's smart.
Becca will, and the other thing is to kind of just enjoy every moment of the race. It's fun.
We hope to.
There's fun moments. Some of, like, I try to pay attention to the little things. So one of the one things I notice as the girl who's always in the last corral is when you are going past the buses, you'll notice that their windows are steamed up. It's because runners are already finished and on the bus waiting for us to go because they can't leave until everyone's gone, like started the race. So I always enjoy that because I'm looking to see, all right, who's sleeping and who's on their phone, because you'll see the light from their phone. If you don't see a light, they're sleeping. Cracks me up.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
So make sure to like have fun. Do the things. Do the pictures. It's worth it.
Do all the fun things. Yes. When you're spending a lot. Let's be real. Let's talk bottom dollar. You're spending a lot of damn money on doing this experience. So you might as well experience it. Experience. Like, my coworkers were so excited when I told them we were planning on things that weren't even like ride inspired, like some of our video ideas and picture spots and things. Like,
yep.
They were like, that's the fun stuff. Like, exactly. That's the point.
If you're doing a half or a full, I don't know if you can do it for 10K, or the 10 mile, I don't remember. You can ride rides. You can cross the finish line and get a margarita from Mexico and cross the finish line with a margarita.
Margaritas from Mexico.
So there are people who win the races. So don't get me wrong. There are people that win. But of
make sure
the,
have like
10,000 people who are out there with you, just so you know, there's only one winner. So have fun. Have fun.
Is there winner get stuff? Is it like a regular race if you get money or something? Or like, I win Run Disney, do I get like free Disney entry for life?
It just means you paid a lot of money for very little time. If you're done in 15 minutes, kudos to you. But yeah, it's another 45 minutes till Becca and I will even be starting.
But if you pay that and then you win and then you get something like Disney for life.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm nowhere near
it's probably
that
not
world.
Something that cool. That's
no.
So honestly, I wasn't even sure they had winners until you said something. So
and I just realized I've been talking way too long. So we also need to keep us moving. I just get excited. It's Run Disney. Park days. Remember
I don't
that...
have any additional comments except to add to what you're saying, because I've never done it. So that's fine.
Park days. Remember that walking around Disney is significant walking. Even if you're not doing a race. So it
you're
is
looking at like 20,000 steps. Easy.
Yeah. Don't underestimate it. It is okay to stop and have a seat in Epcot. It is okay to get on the People Mover at Magic Kingdom. Get off your feet. It's okay. But just like take that into consideration. If you're doing a long, like multiple races, you're going to be on your feet a lot. Yeah.
You're going to feel it.
You can purchase extra magical items. They have a word for it. Magical enchantments, magical moments, magical extras. I don't know what they're called. But you can purchase things to make your trip more memorable. I.e. capture the moment. You can pay to have your own private photo shoot in all of the parks, in various locations of the parks. You can go to a fireworks and dessert party if you want your own spot to view the fireworks and have beverages and dessert. So there are ways to make your weekend magical for you, obviously at an added cost, but I definitely recommend some of that. For example, I have been looking at Becca and I doing a carriage ride.
The cost is worth it.
Around Port Orleans, French Quarter. But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, It seems fun, but then I keep thinking I'm going to get eaten by mosquitoes and I'm going to hate it. So these are things I think about. But do things to make it memorable. But my last two items are more just in general, Run Disney. Number one, do not forget to thank the cast members.
Yes.
Yes, they're getting paid. Yes, it's their job to be there. They don't have to be nice to you. They don't have to make it magical for you. So thank them. Definitely thank them. And even the bus drivers who are helping with Disney transportation, who do not work for Disney, are there for long, long hours. Be nice to them.
Be nice.
Yeah. And if they get lost, just know they're not from Orlando. Because it does happen, unfortunately. They're not from Orlando. People get lost. Tell me the last time you didn't get lost.
So quit whining about it.
Yeah.
Seriously, you didn't know where you were going and where they were going either. So whatever.
And this last one, I'm talking to my co-host here.
Cool.
Pack your patience. Pack your patience. Things are going to be long. Long lines, long queues, crabby people, tight corrals. People are going to touch your ass more than you've ever wanted. Just so you know. I just prepare for it.
They can't help it.
They can't do the pivot very well.
Right.
So just prepare for lines everywhere. Prepare for people to be crabby. And just know that if you're smiling and having fun, who cares what everyone else is thinking? Just have a good time. It'll be okay. You're at Disney. A bad day at Disney That's is right. better than a good day at work. Any day.
That's true. That's true.
Thanks. So have a good time. All right, Becca, do you feel prepared? Are you ready? Are you ready for it? That was my
yes.
Taylor Swift impression. That's all I got.
Nice. Well done.
All right, Becca.
Yes, I'm ready.
Where
I'm,
can these I'm fine good. People well, find
I
you
haven't
online?
Packed yet,
well, I haven't packed either. I got to do laundry. Two pack.
I know. We're still like a week away, so it's okay. You can find me on Instagram. Under Sugartude, SugarTude. It's fine. I've been posting random stuff. I've been going for random walks now and then. So, yeah. It's nothing special. I'm still figuring it out.
Right. You can find me.
So, yeah.
At www.runningwarriorsarah.com. That is Sarah with an H. Oh, I need to update the website. I was looking at it and it's got old stuff on it. So I need to make that a priority, do some new photos because I don't even wear that brand of shoes anymore. Make sure to subscribe to us
That's
on
funny.
Your favorite podcast platform of choice. It's Apple or Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review. We'd love it. So until next time, get out there and go be active.
Get out there and move those. I'm going to do a run Disney race. Can you believe it? Booties.